being, and communication is both ways, not only talking to him, but being sensitive to when it's his voice speaking to me.
Knowing God comes from a continuing dialogue with him through prayer. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Dr. Jeff Brodsky tells how you can learn to hear God's voice.
It's real simple. Who is the closest person in your life? Think of the closest person in your life. If that person were here right now, and we had you, and we did an experiment. I was a youth pastor. I did this experiment with my youth once. I had everybody turn around, and then I close their eyes, and I would choose someone that everybody knew very well. And I would have that person come and say, I want you to disguise your voice and say something, I give them a sentence to say. Everybody knew who it was. And then I would take someone new and I would have them do the same thing. Nobody knew who it was. So what was the difference?
Spending time with God regularly is key in truly knowing him.
The difference was they knew who the person's voice was that they spent a lot of time with. If the person that you spend the most time with was in this room and we turned you around and that person even tried to disguise their voice, you would still know who it is by not only what they're saying, but the way they're saying it, the inflection in their voice, things like that. And I think that's how it is with us with God. The more time you spend with him, the more you're going to recognize when it's him that's speaking.
Talking to God and then recognizing his voice is so important in a growing walk with him. Do you want to learn more about prayer and knowing God? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.